Pinewood Studios had a treasure trove of film material. I remember the conductor Muir Matheson telling me, shortly before his death in 1975, of the day he received a call from the studio's librarian that he should come and take anything he wanted because the building was being bulldozed the next day, with the scores still inside it. He went and retrieved Walton's complete score for Henry V, amongst others. Ernest Irving, musical director of Ealing Studios until his death in 1953, kept bound scores that had been commissioned in his flat at the studio. But when the BBC bought the studio a few years later, they went on a skip. This accounts for the particular scarcity of Ealing material. I found a few scraps at the home of Irving's successor and returned them to their respective composers or estates, including Walton, Arnold, and Alwyn. My first chance to be involved in reconstructing film music came when supervising a recording of Richard Adensel's music shortly after being appointed his musical executor. There were already published suites from some of his films, and he had managed to keep some scores in either full or sketch form. However, one title we had to have on the CD was the original version of Goodbye, Mr. Chips, for which all that remained in the archives was a piano copy of the school song with words by Eric Moshfitz. So I listened to the opening credits sequence over and over again at the piano until I had something down on paper. In this particular case, there were strange repeats that were obviously done at the last minute, judging by the poor editing, and there was a choir singing, which I knew we could not have in our new recording. I therefore rewrote the piece to make it work as a separate concert item.